With the Jaguars.com OTA report, this is J.P. Shadrick. The Jaguars wrapped up the second week of OTA practices here in the Florida Blue practice fields on Thursday, a two-hour session in the bright sunshine. The staff moved practice up a couple of hours because of the chance of storms later in the day, and of course that Florida weather predictably unpredictable. Of course, this time of year, defense normally ahead of the offense. That is the case here again. But the talk always comes back to the quarterback position on the offensive side. Head coach Gus Bradley is happy with the competition right now between Chad Henne and Blaine Gabbert.
You know, you can still feel like they're getting that comfort level with the offense. And, you know, I know that they feel the offense. They feel really good. I just talked to both of them a couple days ago. And, you know, they're starting to feel more and more comfortable with it. So, you know, I think those situations like that, even though it's an OTA and move the ball, just to see how they handle themselves in the huddle, how they respond to adversity, and doing something really well, prosperity. So, you know, I think it's putting them in those situations, and it's a constant evaluation.
A guy that can really help out both of those quarterbacks and really a key to this Jaguars offense is third-year receiver Cecil Shorts III. The Mountain Union product burst onto the scene a season ago, finished just shy of 1,000 receiving yards. There are a few other receivers on this crew that have more time in the league. Massaqua, Shipley, just to name a couple, but you get a feeling that Cecil Shorts is really the glue holding this receiving group together. Cecil said after practice, there's a lot of work still to be done.
We got some work to do. We're not where we want to be yet. It's not a bad thing. It's still early. But we definitely got some work to do to get where we're trying to be. We want to eventually be, down the road, one of the good cores in the league. And we got some work to do.
What has to be worked on? What's missing?
It's everything. It's learning offense. It's getting on page with everything. I think we're doing a decent job. You know, we're not doing bad at all. Just got to keep working, keep at it to get where we want to be. You want to set high standards for yourself, high goals. So. I'm big on that, so I think we got some ways to go, but we are doing pretty good right now.
Some other notes from the sixth OTA practice Tuesday. Justin Blackman still working off to the side. Groin issues in the first week of OTA practices. With a week off coming up, you might expect him back for the final week of OTAs. Matt Veldman, the tight end out of North Dakota State, injured his knee in the preseason a year ago. He's back working full and very happy to be out on the practice field. And the Jaguars will have next week off from OTAs, then back on the field June 4th for the final four OTA practices. Well, now a chance to see something you'll only see right here on Jaguars.com. Exclusive video of Gus Bradley mic'd up during practice today. Take a look.
Let's go!
Here we go!
That's it, Blaker. D-Law, that could happen. You're sitting there in breaking, then it's plant and break. Quarterback looks at you and melt. But that's deep and short. That could happen to you back there. Here we go. What you guys, is that it, Fish? Come on, son! Come on.
That's how you finish, man. And that's what we did today, man. I'm excited for you. You came out of that team meeting. You knew what we needed to get accomplished, and you did it.
And look for the full feature of Gus Bradley mic'd up on the field coming up next week right here on Jaguars.com. Well, let's hear from senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Today, he's talking about Maurice Jones-Drew.
I'm John Osier here with A View from the Ozone. And we close week two of OTAs with what has become the hot issue this week. We speak of Maurice Jones-Drew's decision to train the next few weeks in Miami. Let's clear a few things up first. This is not MJD unhappy. This is not a protest. This is not about contract. And it's not about his holdout last offseason. Those things aren't driving MJD right now. Deciding to train in South Florida is simple. It's about Jones-Drew doing what he must do to play next season. Jones-Drew is confident he can return from his foot injury. He returned from a serious knee injury in 2011 and led the NFL in rushing. And he believes he will be ready for training camp. But he also believes his best chance is to train in Miami. There he can train specific to rehabbing and to gaining speed. There's a perception left over from last season that Jones-Drew is somehow in protest mode. That's not the MJD I saw Tuesday night when I spoke to him, and it's not the one Gus Bradley has talked about whenever he has talked about this topic this offseason. Will Jones-Drew's contract and his future be a question after this season? No doubt. But for now, the only thing motivating MJD is being ready for 2013.
6 out of 10 OTA practices are done. The Jaguars are off next week, back to work June 4th for the start of 4 consecutive days, the final 4 OTA practices. Of course, look for all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. With the Jaguars.com OTA report, this is J.P. Shadrick.